Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here. Today, we're digging into some recent legislative updates.
That's right. We're looking at our source material titled Traffic Stop ID and Crime Lab Updates.
Yeah, specifically focusing on two bills, Senate Bill 1551 and House Bill 1329.
And our mission today is really just to break down the key points for you. We want to explain it simply, you know, especially if you're just hearing about this stuff.
Exactly. So you understand what's actually changed and, well, why it matters.
Let's dive in.
Yeah.
It's interesting. These two bills touch different areas, right?
Totally different. One is about that direct interaction during a traffic stop.
Right, on the street level. And the other is more behind the scenes dealing with crime labs.
Let's start with Senate Bill 1551. That's the one affecting traffic stops, something many people might encounter.
Okay. So what's the core change here, according to the source?
Well, it clarifies what identification you need to provide if you're lawfully detained for a traffic violation.
Right. And the bill gets specific, doesn't it? It mandates certain pieces of information if an officer asks.
It does. Upon request, the law says you must provide your driver's license.
Okay. License. Well,
your name, your address, and your date of birth. Those four things specifically.
License, name, address, date of birth. Got it. And this isn't optional.
No. The source material points out that refusing to provide this specific information can actually be an offense itself.
Hmm. So for you listening, knowing that list is key, that's the required info.
Exactly. And the source states the bill's aim is pretty straightforward, just ensuring officers can properly identify people during these stops.
Makes sense. Okay, so that's SB 1051, clear rules on ID during a stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's shift gears to House Bill 1329, crime labs. This feels quite different.
It is. It's more about the process, the administrative side, as the source describes it.
Okay, so what does this bill actually require?
It mandates that accredited crime labs, the ones getting state or local funding, have to participate in an online portal.
An online portal? For what purpose? And who sets that up?
The Department of Public Safety, DPS, is responsible for establishing or designating this portal.
Okay. DPS is in charge. And the goal?
The source says the purpose is to improve how forensic evidence and test results are tracked.
Ah, so better tracking. Like a digital chain of custody, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or just better data management.
Seems like better data management overall, making the tracking of evidence and results more standardized and accessible through this portal.
So the source calls it mainly administrative for the labs themselves.
Primarily, yes. Though it does mention DPS can grant exemptions in some situations.
Right. There's some flexibility built in.
And the main push is for these funded labs to use this system.
So, okay, it's admin for the labs, but why is this important for, you know, the average person? Why should you care about crime lab portals?
Well, because the stated goal, improving how evidence is tracked, could potentially impact the whole justice system.
How so?
Better, clearer tracking of forensic evidence? Well, that ties into the reliability and efficiency of investigations and court proceedings.
Right. Accurate evidence handling is fundamental. It affects case outcomes, which could affect anyone.
Precisely. It's about the integrity of that forensic data within the legal process.
Okay, so let's quickly recap then. We've looked at Senate Bill 1551.
Which lays out the specific ID required during a lawful traffic stop. License, name, address, date of birth.
And House Bill 1329.
Mandating that crime labs use a DPS-managed online portal to improve evidence tracking.
So understanding these specific changes gives you a clearer view both of what's required from you in certain situations, like a traffic stop.
And also these systemic changes happening behind the scenes, like how forensic evidence is managed.
It really helps to know the details laid out in the legislation.
Definitely. So just based on what the source material explicitly states about the aims of these bills.
Ensuring identification and improving tracking.
Yeah. Based only on those aims, here's something maybe to think about. What wider effects might these specific changes have?
You mean beyond the immediate requirements?
Right. How might they impact, say, the dynamic of police interactions or the actual reliability and perception of forensic evidence down the line in court?
That's definitely food for thought based on what we've just unpacked from the source.